Today's daf in Masechet Gittin, brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim, is daf Mem Tet, and we are holding on the top of Mem Tet Amud Aleph, and we are just finished explaining finally how we really understand the Machlokas, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, about whether Nizikin are paid mina idit shemin yichsei hamazik or mina idit shemin yichsei hanizak. So we came to understand is that to understand Rabbi Shmuel, we were wrong in thinking that Rabbi Shmuel would say that if you don't know what it is that you were mazik, that somehow or other you'd have to assume that he would have to pay from the best quality of the field and assume that that's what was huzak. As Rava pointed out, it's ridiculous. It violates the fundamental idea of evidence. How can you do such a thing? And therefore, the point is, what quality field do you collect from? So according to Rabbi Shmuel, the quality of the field is indeed the highest, but not the highest that the mazik may be in possession of, but the highest limited by the maximum level of the quality of the nizik's field. Whereas according to Rabbi Akiva, it goes directly according to the mazik's field. Therefore, our Mishnah that says it's Vipnei Tikkun HaOlam must be going like Rabbi Shmuel, and therefore, when you write that would be limited, comes along the Takana Vipnei Tikkun HaOlam to say it is not limited. We want people to be very nervous about losing their finest things if they're not careful about being mazik. So that's where we were up to, that we had no choice but to say that the Mishnah was going on the Rabbi Shmuel. Now, once we're already on the topic, says the Gemara, what indeed is the reasoning that's involved here between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva about whether the Pasuk is referring to the Nizik or the Mazik? So my time at the Rabbi Shmuel. Well, let's get a gander of the Pasuk over here, right? The idea in the Pasuk is that where it says Meitav, it mentions Ubier B'Steacher. Now note the word stay acher in somebody else's field. Meitav sadehu, meitav karmo yishalem. Now, the only individual that was mentioned over here up close, that is to say, what's the antecedent of his, whose? Well, the individual mentioned was the owner of that other field, the stay acher, right? So you could read that Meitav Sadehu of the owner of the field, and the antecedent is his field. Or the antecedent could be all the way back in the beginning, which is Vishilak at Behiro. He let his animal loose to roam around in the other guy's field. So which one is it? So Rabbi Shmuel says, look, it's defined by the Gzeres Shavah of the word Sadeh. Because the word sada occurs at the end of the pasuk, and the word sada occurs in the beginning of the pasuk, right? So it says, "Ubier b'stei acher, meitav sadehu yishalem." So we compare the two sadot. Just like the sada amura lamala, the sadeh acher. Whose field is it? By definition, of course, it's the nizik's field. He's the one that's sustaining the damage. Af sadeh amura lamata is referring to the nizik's field. And how does Rabbi Akiva deal with the gzera shava? Well, Rabbi Akiva says, look, man, I mean, the Pasuk has to be understood, Kipshuto. If you're saying, pay according to your best, I mean, it's your best. We say, pay according to his best. Whose best? His best. Right? The guy who's paying. Right? So I understand, how do you avoid the simple meaning of the Pasuk? The guy who's paying has to pay with his best field. They have to come mishalim. Rabbi Shmuel says, I'm not denying that. All I'm saying is that there are two elements you need to take into consideration. One of them is the gzera shava, which would imply that it's nizik, and one of them is the simple meaning, which implies that it's the mazik. Now, we need both of those to reach a balance of understanding what's what, because I mean, we certainly don't have necessarily a perfect match of the best to the middle, or the best to the least, whatever. So what do we do when we don't have a perfect match? Do we round off upwards or do we round off downwards? So let's say the Nizik has got quality A and quality D field. But the Mazik has a quality AA field and a quality C field. So now he says, well, I don't want to pay you the AA because you don't have AA. You only have A. I'm going to pay you C. No. Says Rabbi Shmuel, that's what the Pasuk is coming to balance out. I need both the idea that it's limited by the nizik, but I also need the simple meaning of the pasuk that says, no, the mazik gets it in the rear of his pants. So what does that mean? Don't round off down, round off up. That's what it means. So let's see that inside now. So ahani karav, ahani gzereshava, like we said before, that it means it's limited by the maximum value field of the nizik, but ahani karav also, because let's say in a case, he itle the mazik, idit viziburit. Now the ziburit today, which is C quality, is not worth the edict of the nizik, which is A quality, but he doesn't want to pay him his A quality. He has to. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, we're utilizing both. Now Rabbi Akiva Omer, when you say, Rabbi Akiva, by the way, at this point, when we're saying lo baha katuv means, we thought before, lo baha katuv ela ligvot, the point of that is, the way we understood it originally, naively, where we thought that Rabbi Yishmael was actually talking about what it is you have to pay. And Rabbi Akiva was coming, no, it's not talking about what you have to pay, it's talking about from what you have to pay. So it's talking about lo baha katuv ela ligvot. But now that we've changed that, how do we understand lo baha ela ligvot? So we have to understand Rabbi Akiva saying this, lo baha katuv, the Torah is not coming to be makil on that mazik and limit him from the nizik's maximum, like Rabbi Shmuel is saying, ela ligvot, to really make it tough on him and to be gover from the best. Not stressing the word ligvot, but ligvot be made tough. So it's a different interpretation of Rabbi Akiva. But Rabbi Akiva ends with the words, v'kal v'chomer lehegdash. Now that was completely opaque. What is that supposed to mean, asked the Gemara. So Rabbi Akiva omer lo baha katuv ela ligvot v'nizik min ha'idit, v'kal v'chomer lehegdash. Now what, kal v'chomer lehegdash? Now what? That if you damage hegdash, so for sure you should have to pay hegdash. After all, if you're going to pay your next door neighbor from the very best, certainly you should pay hegdash from the very best. Wrong. If you damage hegdash, you don't pay at all. So how could you pay from the very best? Yes, the Gemara said, my kavakom lehegdash. You limited not kitur to don't the hegdash if your shor went ahead and damaged hegdash's shor. Doesn't the Torah say beferish ki gov shor ish et shor re'ehu? Now this is all one. This is all wonderful because it's this week's parsha. So everything that we've had so far has been about this week's parsha. Right, Mishpatim coming up, so we're already okay. Avichai is really getting into Mishpatim already in advance. You're lucky to have today's Daf Yomi. All right, so it says only if somebody shor damages Re'ehu, his friend shor. Now Hegdash is not your friend; it's not on your level. It's something else completely. So therefore, it's only shor Re'ehu v'lo shor shel Hegdash on Barach Mara. So how could it be saying Kafa Koma LeHegdash? It makes no sense. Ela la Omer, maybe it just means that if in cases of damages you're supposed to be collecting to a guy who is hurt by you from your best, Koshikin, if you owe money to Hegdash, you made a promise to Hegdash, right? And now you're not paying. So you went in and you gave him money, Lebedeka buy it. The Gizbar is knocking at your door. What kind of field does he get to take for Tzala Poel if you don't have cash? Rabbi Akiva is saying, Kal v'chomer, if the Torah wants to make it easy to get your money out of the field on a head, yet to Kal v'chomer for Hegdash, right? Maybe that's what he's saying. So Ela l'omer re'alai mana l'bedek abayit, that the gizbar can come v'shaka mi'idit. I mean, I don't understand. You can't compare different qualities of payments. Nezikin is one type of payment. Debts is another type of payment. And a debt can only be a maximum of a debt. So how is it that you can bring a riot from nezik into debts? Lo yehi el balchov. You should only be a balchov, and a balchov only gets to pay from beinanit. So where do you get the idea that you portray for beinanit? V'chi temakasova Rabbi Akiva balchov shokel beidit kinezikin. Maybe Rabbi Akiva holds in general, indeed, that a balchov is also be'idit, and therefore he's bringing a raya kavachomer to a hegdash balchov would be be'idit. I could still tell you it's not a very good kavachomer because ikalamir frachmala balchov sheken yofa kochov benizikin tomra behegdash ken ura kochov benizikin. Are we agreed that hegdash has a fatal flaw in any Kal Vachomer in terms of payments. What's the fatal flaw? That if you damage Hegdash, you don't pay at all. So you're going to bring me a riot. Well, Koshkin, you'd have to pay Hegdash back for the very best if you owe the money. Yeah? So how come when I'm Mazik them, I don't have to pay them at all? So obviously, I'm never going to be able to make a Kal Vachomer like that.
Don't you make a Kal Vachomer that if you injure a person, you pay mm-hmm. Hegdash all the
more so? You're right. We should. And yet the Torah teaches us, don't make that Kal Vachomer.
How does it teach it?
Reyehu. Specifies Reyehu. In which case, it's telling us you can't make these kind of Kal Vachomers. The logic is faulty. And says the Gemara, okay, you know what? Let's go back to what we said before. And Leolam Danakri turted on the tour de Hegdash. Your Shar went ahead and attacked a Shar of Hegdash. But Rabbi Akiva may hold a different interpretation of Re'ehu. He may hold Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh's interpretation. The Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh Omer, Shor shel Hegdash Nogach L'Shor shel Hedyot Patur. Re'ehu teaches us that Hegdash that damages you gets away with murder. But if you damage Hegdash, then you pay more. Because Bain Tamu, Bain Mu'at, Mashalim Nezek Shalim. So when it's saying Re'ehu, it's saying the standard deduction for a Tam only applies to Re'ehu, but it won't apply to Hegdash. If he holds that, then it follows absolutely. If we're being more machmer on Hegdash in terms of the chiv of the Tashlumim amount, Kol Shekin, we should be more machmer on Hegdash on the type of easily saleable field. So whether we're going to collect from Edith, of course we'll collect from Edith. Wait a minute. So maybe that's the whole issue. I mean, we've made this whole big deal over here that there's a major machlokas about whether you're mishalem based on the edith of mazik or on the edith of nizik. Big machlokas. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Kim, maybe there's no machlokas about that. Maybe the machloket is only about the Hegdash business. So that maybe that last piece Rabbi Akiva is saying is, well, you say in general you pay from Edith, but you haven't said you'd pay for Hegdash mi Edith. I say Kal Vachomer la Hegdash mi Edith. Maybe that's all. No, says the Gemara, come on. I mean, so then, let's see it inside first. See, how come he might be Edith and Nizik is Ibur to Mazik Pligim? Maybe they're not even arguing about that case. Dilma to Kuleyama, but a Nizik Shamina. Maybe Rabbi Akiva is perfectly happy to go along with Rabbi Shmuel. Maybe it's just a question about whether we are, thank you so much, whether we are Mishalim, the Nezek from to Hegdash at all, and if we do, then of course it's Beedit, or whether we're Potter, and that's the Machlokas, that Rabbi Akiva Shavalak Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh, and Rabbi Shmuel Shavalak Rabbanah, says the Gemara, because the language doesn't support that. What would Rabbi Akiva be saying? Lo ba hakatuv ela ligbot. What do you mean, lo ba hakatuv? Just say Kal Vachomer. The ode. Then you're saying, Vika, my Kal Vachomer la Hegdash. What's the Kal Vachomer la Hegdash? Rabbi Shmuel said a kula, not a chumra. Rabbi Shmuel said you're going to limit the payments by the maximum value of the fields of the Nizik. On that, Rabbi Akiva says, well, Kal Vachomer, we're limited to Hegdash. What? If the focus is on a kula, you won't take off a corner. That makes no sense. Not to mention the old Ha'amar of Ashi. There's a beferish of Brisa. You know, we don't have to jump to any kind of conclusions over here. If you know how to read, then you know what the machlokas is. Meitav sadeo, meitav karmo yishalem, meitav sadeo shal nizik, meitav karmo shal nizik, divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Ve'Rabbi Akiva omer meitav sadeo shal mazik, umeitav karmo shal mazik. So we now convinced that there are two separate machlokas. One about whether the halak of tashlumin is l'chumra on the mazik, or whether we could be makel on the mazik by limiting it to the maximum type of quality that the nizik has. Rabbi Akiva says, no, we will not. In Kal Vachomer, we will not. By Hegdash, this is a different issue. Excellent. Now let's move on. Ravina says, getting back to the original question, you asked, what do you mean, Tikkun Olam? Why is it Tikkun Olam? It's a Dioraita. That says, Beferish Meitav Sadehu. Where's Tikkun Olam? I got a beautiful answer for you. How about if you would hold, like Rabbi Shimon, who's Dorish Taimed Ekra, and then Mipnei Tikkun Olam is trying to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not that the Rabbanan said Bibnei Tikkun Olam. That the Torah teaches us Bibnei Tikkun Olam. He did. If it's going like Rabbi Shimon, so that it's perfectly okay for us to be giving reasons. So now we start this parak off. Until now we've been talking about Tikkun Olam, that the Rabbanan have to change the Din D'Oraita Bibnei Tikkun Olam. And now we begin, even the Torah is marking about Tikkun Olam. For Raya, when it came to Nezikin, it made a chiyuv from Edid. Why do you think it would have to be me, Edid? I mean, why isn't it just value for value? What do I care what it is? Why don't we say, even if it's garbage, bottom line is it's value. Must be teaching you something, says Rabbi Shimon. It's teaching you that we're very makbid on people to be careful not to cause nazar. So then it could go be going like Rabbi Akiva. It doesn't have to be going like Rabbi Yishmael, and everything is fine. That's what I suggest, says Ravina. Leola matitin Rabbi Akiva. And it can be indeed be going that midioraita, bit of mazik shaimina. However, it's going a libra to Rabbi Shimon, the Dorish time of the Krah. Umatam kamas. It's explaining why did our beloved, that's Rachmana, that everybody, of course, Rachmana Litzlan shouldn't translate as our beloved, you know, but it's the Torah. But why did our beloved teach us this? Tetanya, Omar, Rabbi Shimon. Take a look. Rabbi Shimon himself has this insight. Mipnei ma, Omran ezekin, shamin lahen bi'idid, you know why? You have to collect in Idit. Kideshi Omar Adam, a person should think twice before stealing that ice cream cone. If I eat that ice cream cone and I don't pay for it, I may end up losing the best I have. So Loma Ani Mechametz. It's not worth it. They're going to get these courts, and they're going to, these disgusting people. It's not worth it.
The ficha. Do you account what kind of ice cream?
How much ice cream?
What kind?
Bit of nizik shaimina and a bit of mazik shaimina. Ben and Jerry?
That's cool.
Who said that's the scoop?
Who said?
No, I thought you were catching up already. You've been doing very well lately. Lefichach Amru, and that's why they said the Nizak Shalom be Edit. And I continue. Mipnei Ma Amru Baal Chol Bebeinonit. And why is it Baal Chol Bebeinonit? Is a machlokas whether he's referring now still to the Dioraita or whether this is already we're talking about the Rabbanan. Kidei Shaloh, this is to prevent the banks from getting to your property. Okay, now what happens? The banker sees this beautiful house that Richie's got, you know? And he's sitting there. The one in Rechavia, that's the favorite. The bank looks at this and says, I got a great idea, I think. Makes a phone call to Rich. He says, Rich, I got a fantastic deal for you. I'm going to give you $2 million as a loan, backed by your house in Rechavia. Very low interest. Knowing that Rich is going to have trouble paying back the loan, so he's going to use it all for Talisker. So then he's going to figure out, I'll go and I'll collect the house. I know what to do. We'll make him an easy loan. And then a year later, I come and I collect the house with a smile. You're never going to be able to put your claws into that house in Rechavia. He'll give you his house in a lot. It isn't worth it. No.
Doesn't matter.
We're looking for disclosure. The Americans hear every word.
Could be true.
They can't refuse.
That's right. That's also no gay. Last week's parsha, right? But that's the Medrash. Why everybody runs away by Kabbalah Satera? Because they view it as a loan shark. It's great. Yeah, it's wonderful. What happens when you got to pay up? Elamiata. If that's the case, we should make it doubly impossible. Via Hebe Ziburit. Why can't the bankers be forced to collect the absolute worst? No, because then nobody's going to make loans. Again, we try to make everything balanced. You don't want to lock the bank's doors. Now, as far as the collection of Ksufa, so Rabbi Yehuda says Ziburit. Rabbi Meir Omer Bebenonit. Omar Rabbi Shimon, Mipneima Amru Ktuvat Isha Beziburit, Shiyoter Mimasha Ish Rotzal Isa, Haisha Rotzal Inase. What do we need to make at Takara to make life easier on her for collection? Even if she says, I can't believe it, I'm going to have to go and go. Doesn't matter, because basically women like to get married with poor women. And they end up with these horrible men, but what can you do? It's worth it for them. And then when they have to collect the ksuva, so okay, so it'll be busy buris as long as I get the money eventually out of the clown. It's okay. Davar acher. And another point, which makes no sense on the surface, is Isha Yotzal Ritzona V'Shalol Ritzona. A woman, after all, can be given a get even without her Ritzon. But Ha'ish Eino Motzia Elo Ritzono. Mashenkein, a man can only get divorced if he wants. What is that supposed to mean? What does that have to do with paying out of Ziburis? It makes absolutely no sense. My Davar Acher. Ah. This is equality oriented, isn't it? I mean, it doesn't make sense. How come she gets the ring and the boy doesn't get the ring? Is that fair? How come she gets a ktuva and the boy doesn't get the ktuva? Is that fair? She should be giving a ktuva to a man? No? She makes your life hell and you end up having to give her a divorce, you know? So it should be a ktuva. She should pay him. So how come it doesn't seem fair? It's only in one direction. See, if you say if he gets rid of her, he's got to pay her off for the ktuva. So it should work the other way down. So we should give him a ktuva from her. On that, we're addressing. Okay, but the bottom line is legally, the Isha's Yotzal Ritzonav Shalol Ritzonav, so we have to offer some protection. The guy, if he doesn't want to be Motzia, he doesn't have to be Motzia. If she really wants to get divorced, if they can't reach a settlement, after the Mashiva Begita, I mean, he can keep the get from her, you know? Ktuvat Isha Beziburit. Omer Marzut, Rebbe Nachman of Amr, Omeyatme. Now. A ktuvat isha, that's only if you're collecting as an almana from Yetomim. But if it's a grusha that's collecting from him directly, it remains like any other chov, and it's bebeinonit. That makes no sense. If you're talking about collecting from Yetomim, then everything you collect only from Ziburit, not only a ktuvah, it's said in the Mishnah, if it's miyat, mi mayari ktuvat isha, afilu kol milinami, any type of debt at all, that's non indifra iminitza yitomim, yalamina Ziburit, right here in the Mishnah it says that. So it makes no sense to say that the din of the ktuvat isha specifically talk about yatme, when anything that's collected miyatme is mi Ziburit. El alav mine? No, says the Gemara, actually. I need to know that even a ktuvat isha miyatme is beziburit. And liyola miyatme. Ktuvat isha itzricha layetz a bigger chiddush. Because sa'aka taita chamina, I might have thought that mishum china akilu rabbanan gaba. Remember that we're always, according to Rashi, trying to make marriage a more palatable possibility for women who want to get married, but their seichel tells them, don't be stupid. So we got to fool them. So how do we fool them? By giving chen to the men. How do we give chen to them? We make the women think it's going to be easy to collect if they're divorced, right? That's what you might think. Therefore, kamashma, we don't even need to do that. Okay, we get away with murder. Well, my brother, tashma, Rabbi Meir Omer Ktuvat Isha Bebeinonit. Now, let's see whether we might be talking about. I mean, you claim that the whole machloket, whether it's Ziburit or Beinonit, is talking about when you're collecting from Yetomim. This is what Marzutra claimed, right? Okay, let's see, says Rava. Rabbi Meir Omer Ktuvat Isha Bebeinonit. Now tell me, from whom are we collecting? Miman. Ilema miyatme. What, we collect from Yetomim Bebeinonit? You mean to say that let le Rabbi Meir hadetzan ein efraimin chzei yetomim ela min a ziburit? Is it not? Rabbi Meir doesn't hold of the Ikar Din in the Mishnah? That anything can be only collected from Ziburit? How could he say Ketuvah is collected min HaBenonit? Ela lav mine? So it's got to be referring to collecting directly from him. But that would mean that the Rabbonin are talking about collecting from him b'ziburit, not like Rabbi Zera said, that it's talking about collecting from the Yatbe. Well, Leola Yatbe, it is talking about Yatbe, and Ketuvah Tisha, as we said, may be different because of China. And that may be a specific halacha libid Rabbi Meir, that that indeed is the fact. We were metaken mishum China to make marriage more palatable. Omer Abaye Toshma. I'll bring you a raya from the entire structure of the Mishnah, because I'm assuming that the Tashlumim that we're talking about are across the board. So here it says, Hanizakin Shamin Lambi Idid, Bako Bebenonit, Ktuvat Isha Beziburit. Now, these payments are being extracted from whom? Miman, from the Yatme. I mean, Ktuvat Isha. All of the above would have to be from Ziburit, right? Afilu kol aninami. So, of course, we're not going to start making selective dinim in the Mishnah. And we're assuming that all payments that we're talking about are payments from the same person. I mean, it's ridiculous to say, you know, that A is paid from Y, and B is paid from X, and C is paid from Z, and then say, well, of course, they're not talking about getting paid from the same person. That's absurd. So we're clearly talking across the Mishnah that the collection is from the same individual. So you're claiming that the collection is from Yasme, but that would mean that the Edit would mean from Yasme too, from Ezekiel. Benonit from Abalcho would be from Yasme too. That's crazy. The whole point is that it's not Miyasme. So then we can't be talking about Miyasme in the Ksuva either. We can't change the case to suit you. It's got to be the same individual. So of course the Mishnah, if it's talking about one person, who is the one person? It's got to be the actual principal and not his heir. No. It is one person. The one person is a father, let's say. Father accepts to be the guarantor of his son's debt, right? So he guarantees his son's auto insurance. So if his son has a crash, he's going to pay. His son's ketuvah, his son's loans. You come back to me and you can collect. So now, we are indeed collecting from the same person. But that person is Big Daddy. All right? So why would it make a difference? Because Kigon Shinasa Arev Leniske Beno and Lebal Chov Beno and Lektuvat Kalato. See, he's the guy that's guaranteeing it all in the background, Mr. Trump himself. So Haikidine Vahaikidine. What the Mishnah would be pointing out is the guarantor is defined by the situation that would be affecting the actual principal in the payment. So therefore, if we're talking about Nezikin and a Balchov, where Mechaim Gavu, so Iunami Kimagve Kimichaim. The point is, can you collect Edit in the lifetime of the principal? Obviously. He damaged you yesterday, you collect from him today. He's still alive. Can you collect a debt from someone who's alive? I should hope so. But can you collect as a widow from someone who's alive would be very difficult. So Mamela, when it comes to the dinim of the widow, the guarantor on widowhood payouts is going to pay exactly the way that the principal would pay. That's the point. And that's the machlokas. So therefore we're saying, if we're talking about Ezekiel and about Chov, we're over there, the principal could be alive, then the guarantor is guaranteeing as if the principal was paying. So Iunami ki magvi ki mechayim magvi. But a ketuvat isha, which over here for the almanah is by definition going to be collected from yetomim, and liachar mita miman gavya, who would you be collecting? You'd be collecting the yetomim. So then Iunami ki magvi ki liachar mita miman. So therefore, even though it's the same individual who's paying out and it's daddy, the payment is made as if it's collecting from the Yatomim. And that's what I was saying. Not that I was trying to pretend that the particular case of the Ketuvah is different. But there's only one minor problem. How the heck did you become an Arev on the Ketuvah of your son? Is it not the case that if the father signs on the Ketuvah of the son, that he's not Mishta'abed at all? Because, you know, you feel, I'll sign. You know, everybody's signing everything. I mean, it's, well, what does
Rabbi
it mean?
Did that.
Huh? Rabbi did that. Yeah. So you sign, okay, you know, it'll make you happy. Everyone will be happy. Fine, I'll sign. I'm going to collect from you. You don't really mean to be Mishta'abed yourself. So Ketuvah is a happy occasion. At least when they're writing it. Maybe not when they're collecting it. But when they're writing it, everybody's smiling. So when you see all those smiles, you know, you sign. That's what the bank does to you also. Give you a little drink. Keep you smiling, you know.
Well, so, it's just a witness.
Special Arev. Vani Arev, right? Okay, so over there, you wouldn't be Mishtabed. Ah, it's not just any old Arev. It's talking about an Arev Kabbalan. So he's Bekabah on himself to be first recourse for payment. Now that you don't do with a smile on your face. So over there, it would indeed be able to explain the Mishnah. It's talking about one person, and he was the Arev Kaplan. Tomorrow, we'll get into the dinim, of the difference between a Stam Arev and an Arev Kaplan. We'll see it's not that portion, even in this case. My time there, Rabbi Yishmael. Nemra sadelamata venemra sadelamala masadamuralamala denizik of sadamuralamata denizik Rabbi Akiva Savar made of sadeo yeshalem. Does that mean they have to come yeshalem? Rabbi Yishmael, yes it does, but there is a gzereshava. So ahanik zereshava vahanikro. Ahanik zereshava look at Amran to limit it by the nizik. And Ahane Kra to teach me that. In a case, Yitolomazik Idit Viziburit, and the Ziburit today is not on the same level of quality as the Idit of the Nizek, that then he has to switch to his alternative, which is Mimeitan. Then Rabbi Akiva said something strange. Why Kavachom Lagdesh? I mean, you certainly can't mean the Nakhi Turdi done the Tur the Hagdesh. Because Shorei Yehu Amrach, but if Lo Shal Shalak, you wouldn't pay a penny there. Elo Omer Arei Alaymanu Leberek Abayit. To say that Ati Gizbor V'Shakam Yidit, does that make sense? I mean, it's a different set. Lo Yehi Ela Baal Chov. Baal Chov is Dino Bebeinonit. V'chit Ema Kasav Rabbi Akiva, that all Baalei Chov are Shakel B'Yidit. Kinezikin. I could still say it's not much of a kavachomer, is it? Because ikalamifer mala balchov sheken yafek ochov benizakin tomar behegdeish, where he wouldn't be able to collect benizakin at all. Le'yel on the nakritur did on the tour the hegdeish for beakiva savalak Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh. The Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh im reshor shel hegdeish nagach reshor shel ediot patur v'shel ediot nagach reshor shel hegdeish is not only not patur, it's even more chayav. Because Bein Tam, Bein Muad is Mishalem Nezek Sholem. And that is the Kal Vachomer Lehegdesh. So then how do you even know that they're arguing about anything else? Me mind to be that the Nizik is Yibur Tamazik Plige. Dilma the Kul, Le'al Mab, and Nizik Shemina like Rabbi Yishmael. The Hakam of Pluk to the Rabbi Shemim Manasseh Rabban and Kamifle. Rabbi Akiva Savalak Rabbi Shemim and Manasseh, which is why he says Kal Vachomer Lehegdesh. And Rabbi Yishmael Savalak Rabban, which is why he only mentions Zedyot. Because him came, my lo ba katuv hella ligvot. Furthermore, my kal vachomer lehegdesh. I mean, it's basically a kula. The od, it's a beferish a brighta hamar of ash. Tanya behedya meitav sadeo meitav karmel yishalem meitav sadeo shal nizik meitav karmel shal nizik. To Rabbi Shmo, Rabbi Akiva Omer meitav sadeo shal mazik umeitav karmel shal mazik. Ravina says, why does it have to be going only like Rabbi Shmo? Actually, Leolamasis Rabbi Akiva, the other video writer of the Mazik Shemina. Ah, Yoles, so why does it say Mibdei Tikkun Olam? It's going like Rabbi Shimon, the Dorish time of the crow. who my time ma of this kroka ama my time. Why did the Torah teach us that he's a kinshami lambi idid? Mipnei tikkun olam. We know Rabbi Shimon holds that. The Tanya Omer Rabbi Shimon. Mipnei ma amru anizakin shamilam beidid. Mipnei agazlanim or mipnei achamsanim. Kidei shiomar adam. What do I got to risk it for? It ain't worth it. Lama ani gozel. Lama ani chomeis. Lamechar beidin yordin lenechasai venotlin sadin no sheli. And they'll be same chamashikatu batora meitav sedeo meitav karma yeshalim. Lefich achamru anizakishal mebeidid. Mipnei ma amru balchov bebeinonit. Kidei shalom yirei adam lechaveros. דבר אחר, אישה יוצא לרצונה ושלא לרצונה, but האיש אינו מוציאה לרצונו. מה דבר אחר? No, this is a different issue. וכי תמה כי היכד עם אף כלא איהו תקינו לא רבנן כתוב המיני. So then the other way around, כי נאף כאי נמי לתקן לרבנן כתוב המינה תהם. תשמע, אישה יוצא לרצונה ושלא לרצונה, ואיש אינו מוציאה לרצונו. In which case, he's always in a position where he's got leverage. זה אפשר דמה שלו בגיטה. עורך אתה, אני לא יודע מה לך, ממש הכל נהיה בדברו. כתובת אישה בזיבורית, אומר מה זאת רברי דרם נחמן, לא אמר לנו מיית מי, אבל מיני דידי בבינונית. מיית מי, מה היה רק כתובת אישה אפילו כל מילי נעמי יש בזיבורית? אתה אין נפרע מניח סיתומים, אלא מן הזיבורית, אלא לאו מיני, לא, ליהו לא מיית מי. But כתובתי שצריך עלי סלקה דעתך מינה משום חינה הקילו רבונן גבה to give her special rights כמה שמונן אומר רב את השמר רבי מי אומר כתובתי שווה בינונית מימן אילה ממיית מי ואתה רבי מי אתה נפרי מלכסי תומים אלה מן הזיבורית אלה לב מיני בכלל דרבונן צברי בזיבורית לא, ליולו מיית מי but שאני כתובתי שמשום חינה אומר הבית השמע נזקין שומן להם בידית ובלכו בבינונית וכתובת אישה בזיבורית. Now, that's all one Mishnah there. So מימן, ניל ממיית מי, what do you mean? כתובת אישה, only כתובת אישה. אפילו כל הרינמי, it says בפרש in the Mishnah, go down to זיבורית. אלא לב מילה? אומר הבך בריאנק, הבך מהסקינן, כגון שנעשה או רב לנזקי בנו, and לבלכו בבנו, and לכתובת קלתו. But each one, nonetheless, will impact him. Kidinei, v'akidinei, v'akidinei. Nizaki b'chov. We're over there, mechayim. Govu iyu nami ki magvi ki mechayim magvi. But k'tuvat isha v'lachar mita gavi, v'lachar mita miman gavi. Miatme, so then iyu nami ki magvi is if it's ki l'achar mita magvi. But wait a minute. Typically, d'orv diktuva lo mishtabed anyway. It's talking about pekablan.